Paul Jane says he's read the report, and the problems cited are not anything he didn't already know about, chiefly because they adopted much of the old Commerce Department's operations.
All of the processes, particularly underwriting, tracking, we just continued what the Commerce Department was doing. And then as we started receiving these internal reviews, we learned that what we were doing was not acceptable, and that obviously had to be changed.
But what could be done? He sought answers and instead got roadblocks.
We knew there was an issue. I asked just about every week, bring me the loan portfolio, bring me our balances on economic development tax credits, job tax credits. I'd get an assurance that that information was coming, and instead of getting the report when I demanded it, I'd get a resignation from a controller.
Jane says his biggest mistake...
We didn't do a pre-audit before we went into the WEDC, because then we could have established a base of issues and explained to our board and the legislature that these are problems that all need to be addressed, and unfortunately we will have to continue to behave as we have in the past until we get all of the systems worked out.
He points out that numerous audits were performed over the past year at their request, but not something the prior agency would submit themselves to.
Ideally, if you would have removed the regulatory and licensing aspect of the old Commerce Department, which we did, and then changed the budget, which the governor did, and then reorganized, which we did, all of those three quality things would have been in place before you created the corporation.
Among the transactions cited in the audit that lacked a description of purpose was $1,789 for six season tickets to Wisconsin Badger football. Jane says Governor Walker bears that burden.
That's something that every governor has done over the last few decades. Not going to comment any further, but those were governor's tickets.
The audit is coming at a time when Jane feels it's late in the game to point fingers and consider pulling the plug.
So the turnover basically was represented as the inability to get a handle around all of those financial issues. And that's why, as I said, we went out and asked for significant help. And instead of everyone recognizing that that was logical for us to seek help where we knew we needed it, this has been reported as, wow, they ran into some problems and they should have done something about it.
So is the WEDC meeting its intended goal?
With respect to cluster activity, particularly with some of the water issues in the Milwaukee area, our improvement in accelerators, generators, and so forth that have come out of the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Division, as well as the In Wisconsin brand from the Marketing Division. Those four divisions are all new, and I think they've all made significant inroads. So from a pure economic development standpoint, the agency is vastly improved, but the systems were a mess and are a mess, and I think Reed's doing a very good job of addressing all of that.
Jaden is confident that current CEO Reed Hall is leading WEDEC in the right direction. Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.